Hey, John.
Esther?
Yes, I was in a meeting. That's why you called me.
Did I call you while you were in a meeting, or?
That's okay. I was able to see a notification, but I was going to call you back now, but you already called me.
Was going to call you and say, would you please put a message through to Esther as urgent? Ask her to call me tomorrow morning. I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow afternoon.
You have a doctor's appointment tomorrow
But,
afternoon. Okay.
yeah, in the morning. I was going to ask you to call in the morning. Esther, I was. Did you get the messages about if you have a fellow who might be willing to work a couple 8.5 hour days?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
I was saying, did you tell me you have a male on your staff who,
So he's pretty far. I thought his schedule was more free, but it was full. Let me ask him again because maybe one of his clients actually got discharged. So I can ask him again. And I didn't revisit that because I know you were not so comfortable with a male. That's what you told me. So,
I'm sorry.
but if you want that,
you lost me. After you lost me, hold on.
1 minute.
You said it's pretty far, and I lost what you said after that. I was unable to hear.
I said I didn't revisit that because you told me you're not so comfortable with a male caregiver, so I'm dropping that idea. But if you want, I can ask him now.
Could he come 2 days a week for 8.5 hours? Would that make it worth its while for the drive?
Let me pitch it to him. Let me see what he says.
Okay, you want me to stay on the line, or?
No, I'm going to call him, and then when I get an answer, I'm going to call you back.
Okay.
All right?
I think they want me to work in the day treatment program I may be going to. I think they said Tuesdays and Thursdays or something like that. But I'll know more after tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning? Let's see, tomorrow after Thursday. Thursday afternoon. Tom from the Grand is coming to explain the program to me a little bit and interview me and see if I'm appropriate for the program. And see if the program's appropriate for me, we'll probably do a tour, and then I'll enroll if I like what I see and they like me okay. I'll know more about the schedule.
Where is that?
The Grand. It's a block away from where I'm sitting. It's a nursing home. It's just down the street.
So you can do a day program?
They have a day program, yeah, and I may be going a couple hours a day.
That might be nice, yeah.
It could be. It could be. And if I could coordinate it with an aide who could come in and help with things like laundry and dishes maybe a couple days a week, vacuuming, maybe doing some cooking. In the morning I like my eggs, and then boil up some hard-boiled eggs and make egg salad for supper. I like eggs. I eat a lot of them.
Yeah. That's good. It's protein.
Yeah. I have recently started Meals on Wheels. They made their first delivery today.
And how is it?
I tried one of the meals out. It was good.
Amazing. So you set yourself up to get help. Meals on Wheels.
I've never wanted to ask anybody for help. I didn't want to tell my parents my problems. They could help out with a lot of it. All my life, I didn't want to ask too much help from anybody. But it's different now. I'm 68. I've had a stroke. My balance kind of shot on one side. I'm weak, and I know I need help. I say I know I need help now, and I'm willing to ask for it.
That's good. It's a good step in the right direction.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, just the next couple of days, today, the 17th, is it? No, that's last week. Today is the 24th. Okay, Meals on Wheels did deliver today. Tomorrow, I have an appointment in Oneida with my urologist. And they're picking me up at 12:15, which is why I'm going to put through an urgent message to ask you to call me in the morning. They're picking me up after the appointment and bringing me home. That will take all afternoon. But then the following day, my morning is free on the 26th. On the 26th at 1 o'clock, Tom from the day treatment program is coming over to interview me and possibly transport me over there to take a tour. I just don't know how his orientation goes. The 27th, I have a 1 p.m. appointment with my general practitioner, my primary therapist. And that's here locally, but that'll take up most of the afternoon. But after that, my calendar starts to open up a little bit the first week of March. And if possible, I would like to have an aide, have the assistance of a young man. It wouldn't be bad.
So after which date again?
I say the first week of March, my calendar opens up a little bit.
Okay.
I don't have too much schedule. And I would certainly consider the assistance of a young fella, not to be too bad a deal, or an older fella. I'm 67 myself. I imagine many of the home health aides are younger, just because the ones I've met all seem to be younger than me by a lot.
Yeah. So the guy that might be available, he's actually, I believe, a little bit older. So.
A little more mature.
That's okay. Older than 67? Older than me?
No. I just meant, like, not in his 20s. That's what I meant.
That's okay. How far away is he? How much of a drive would it be for
him?
Well,
I have two addresses here, so I'm not even sure. So that's what I'm going to verify with him, okay?
Yes, ma'am. You want to give him a call now, or you want to?
Yeah, I'm going to call him right now.
All right.
Okay, and I'll call you back.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye for now.
Talk to you soon.
Yep.
All right, bye.